It looks like crazy, and they didn't want Joseph Smith to look crazy, so they told the people he translated it a different way. But if this is really how he did it, this is how they should be portraying it, don't you think?
But it's not how he did it.
Read the eyewitness accounts.
I'm actually really good because I have my own testimony.
Well, these are
of what Joseph Smith
but these
did.
Are out of the history of the church. These are out of your books that
not.
Explains. Yeah, they are. I can
he took certain parts.
No,
of
I can. I can get the book out and show it to you.
Now, people often get confused because they hear that Joseph Smith put a seer stone inside of a hat and then would look into the hat to see the seer stone. And they think it sounds weird. But when I compare for my students the seer stone to a cell phone, and I say, hey, a smooth surface on which words appear that can be read, then it makes more sense to them. Seer stone in the hat so that he could block out light. So maybe with these visuals in mind, then it will help you understand a little better, just like I hope it helps my students understand a little bit better about the translation process of the Book of Mormon.